From the Seven Feathers Casino Studio, KQEN weather forecast, a presentation of Pacific Air Comfort. Today, some patchy fog, then gradually becoming sunny, a high near 49 expected. Then tonight, increasing clouds and 33 for a low. For tomorrow, morning fog as well, cloudy for the day and 53 for a high. And by Saturday, sunny and 54. It is currently 39 degrees, and Pacific Air Comfort, give them a call at 672-9510. They'll help you breathe clean, purified air. And you can check them out online as well. It's pacificaircomfort.com. KQEN News Time is 8:32.
This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Presented by Garrettson Building Supply, Celebration of Literacy underway. Mary Marshall, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
So talk about some of the aspects of what all you guys are doing this year.
Okay, this year we're not being able to do as much as we've done in the past, but right now we're working on getting books out to the food pantries. And normally we give around 5,000 to 6,000, but this year and last year we're only doing about 2. So many of the pantries are not having people coming in to pick up food, so they don't come in to pick up books either, or to get children's books. So it's been kind of a slow take. But then we're working on getting the books ready for Safari, and then that should give us about 3,000 or 4,000 books that we're going to be taking to the Safari for the kids.
Yeah, Wildlife Safari, you've got the Go Wild with Reading event on the 19th.
Right. Yep.
Talk more about that.
Well, that is for any student in Douglas County. They can come to the Safari and with their parents, and they all can come through as long as they have a driver's license that says their address or one of the flyers. Then they can come through and not have to pay anything to go drive through the Safari. And then when they get through, they can come in, or they can do it the other way around. And there's going to be book giveaways and book exchanges and book walks, and there's going to be hundreds and hundreds of books given away and other kinds of events for the kids.
And I know last year when you did the Safari event, you had a lot of people.
We did have a lot of people. They were backed clear up to Highway 99, but hopefully we'll be able to move them faster this year when we have learned how to do it better.
Well, I was great, though, because especially at that point, just getting to do that was a big deal for a lot of kids.
They were. And like Reedsport brought a bus over with their kids on it because they were so thrilled because they don't get to come to the Safari. It's kind of a far away, and it's nice that they get to come. And it's a way that people that could not afford to come to the Safari can come and bring their kids and then have fun, too.
So Celebration of Literacy has been around for how many years?
This will be our 21st.
Wow. Now, how long have you worked on it?
21.
So, yeah.
I know. I'm about at the end of my rope.
Well, talk about how it all got started.
Another Altoosa club, the one in Gresham, had this. And at that time, I was literacy chair for our district. And I just thought it was a wonderful thing to do. So we got it started. And then Maxine came in. And between Maxine and I can do the physical things. Maxine does all the things that have to have use her brains, not me. But we've had a really great 20 years.
And talk about why you guys put all this effort into all these things.
Well, we need children to read. If they can't read, they cannot advance in their careers. If they even want a career, they can't read. They can't fill out a form for anything they need. They have to read. It's just foundational to learning that they read. And that's why we started it. They were not doing well with the reading in the schools locally.
And I know you guys work a lot with the libraries during some of the things you're doing, too.
Yes, we do. And they're having a lot. Each one's having their own separate programs, and they're having a lot of fun doing things. And we donate books to them to use as prize books and gifts.
And obviously, we work our way through COVID. Some of the things you've done past years, you don't get to do this time.
Nope, we don't. We usually go in and do Valentine's for Vets at the Boys and Girls Club, but this year we're just going to be taking all of the items in, and they're going to do it there. We're not going to be able to go in with the kids, and
right,
we're not going to do the movie night, so, and we're not going to do the Battle of the Books.
Yeah, that one, for years, I would go check that out for part of the day, and kids put so much effort into that.
They do. It's fun to watch the little ones that are in the third and fourth grade, or second and third. They just get so into it, and if they miss one, they are liable to burst into tears if they miss one, because it's really important that they get those right, and they want to.
And I know that kids have historically, you know, been reading all the school year and get the list early, and a lot of teachers really push that and get a lot of interest.
Right, they do. We try to get that out early enough, and the local libraries get those ordered too, so the kids can check them out at the libraries in their town.
And of course, that's not happening this year. Hopefully, that'll be back next year.
I hope so. It's been really a really fun thing for the kids.
Anything else people ought to know about what's going on with Celebration of Literacy?
Well, we just hope they'll turn out and bring their children to the Wildlife Safari event, because it's going to be a really fun thing. Hopefully the weather's wonderful.
All right, Mary Marshall, Celebration of Literacy. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:37, Morning Conversation presented by Gerritsen Building Supply.